Unit 4. Digital Privacy. Dialogue.
Did you attend Professor Kraft's lecture this morning?
No, I missed it. How was it?
It was extremely interesting. You really should have been there. The point of her lecture was to warn us about government and corporate surveillance. Our every move can be tracked digitally by different types of information and communication technology.
Could you be more specific?
As you may have known, every computer can be identified by a unique IP address, and our internet activity can be tracked by cookies. Thus, if I use search engines, online shops, or social networks, and someone wants to see what I'm doing and record the data, it's easy to do. My searches, purchases, and online comments are all viewable.
I've heard that companies record our preferences based on this data, and then use the information to place ads specifically tailored to our wants and needs on various websites. I'm not very comfortable with this. On the other hand, police are able to track criminal activity online more easily due to this technology, and that's a good thing in my opinion.
That's a good point. During criminal investigations, the police are able to use the GPS on smartphones to get information about the whereabouts of suspects. Also, vicinity red radio frequency identification, RFID chips, are embedded in passport books. Criminals may be able to access this data with skimming devices, although it is said that it's difficult to do with proper shielding.
It's a little bit scary, you know. I feel like criminals may be able to surreptitiously steal my data.
I think you're right. We do have to be careful about the fact that we constantly expose our private information to the world without really being aware of it. If you upload photos on Facebook, anyone can see and track your location. A criminal could, for example, use this information to learn that you are away on vacation. In business, this kind of tracking technology is used to collect customers' personal information. In addition, when you make a mobile payment with your cell phone, anyone can access your Wi-Fi system and steal your data.
Well, perhaps I could try to stop using social network services, but to be honest, I can't live without my cell phone.
Me too. We also don't have a choice but to use ATMs in government offices. In such places, besides standard video cameras, biometric scanning technology can be utilized in various ways.
That sounds a bit scary. What's that? Could you give me some examples?
Iris recognition, voice recognition, facial recognition, palm print identification, vein authentication, and even fingerprint analysis can be installed in important public places, including stations, airports, and hospitals.
Vein authentication? Unbelievable. It strikes me that all of this data can be collected, sorted, and then used in so many different ways. We are always being monitored in some fashion, and it appears that it's unavoidable.
I agree. The phrase "Big Brother is watching you" from the great novel 1984 has become a reality. We use information and communication technology to reap the benefits without considering the downside. We've sacrificed our privacy, and there are real risks associated with doing that. We should do more to protect our personal information.
Indeed. As a start, I'm going to go home and change my passwords.